relations with states of the Holy See. I now give the floor to Her Excellency Nguyen Phuong Nga, Permanent Representative of Vietnam.
Mr. President, on behalf of the Vietnamese delegation, I would like to warmly congratulate you upon your election as the president of this momentous 70th session of the General Assembly. I believe that with your wisdom and experience, you will guide our session to a very successful outcome. My delegation applauds the important contributions made by Mr. Sam Kutesa, President of the 69th Session of the General Assembly, and by Mr. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, during the past year. Mr. President, born out of the ashes of the Second World War, during the last seven decades, the United Nations has grown to embrace 193 states to be the most representative global organization and to become the true center for the coordination of global efforts to tackle common challenges. As a beacon of hope, the United Nations has indeed helped make the world a better place by playing an increasingly important role in maintaining peace and security, in protecting and promoting human rights, and in advancing development and progress. Guided by its old charter, the United Nations has worked to uphold the principles of respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, non-interference and non-threat or use of force, to provide guidance for peaceful and amicable relations among nations, underlining in particular the importance of mutual respect, good faith, and peaceful settlement of disputes. It is in such spirit that we welcome the recent progress made in addressing the Iranian nuclear issues, which is the first step towards a long-term solution that could bring peace, security, and stability to the larger region. We welcome in particular the normalization of relations between the United States and Cuba and call for an early lifting of embargoes currently imposed against the brotherly people of Cuba. Mr. President, we can all look back with pride on the last 70 years of accomplishments of the United Nations, but must also recognize what the organization has been unable to do and what challenges lie ahead. Wars and conflicts were not uncommon in the past decades and still rage on today. Terrorism, violent extremism, religious and ethnic intolerance pose serious threats to regional and international peace and security. Territorial and maritime disputes endanger peace and stability in many regions. Threats to the very survival of mankind remain. The nuclear weapons arsenal, though reduced, is still capable of destroying our home planet many times over. Climate change is threatening the livelihoods of billions of peoples and the existence of many countries. Poverty remains one of the greatest challenges to sustainable development. Violence, discrimination, social injustice, and humanitarian crises block the enjoyment by all of their human rights. Mr. President, immense challenges require equally immense efforts, and the United Nations must continue to play a central role in those endeavors. Vietnam welcomes the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, setting the vision and creating the framework for all nations to strive for zero hunger and no poverty, for more sustainable patterns of production and consumption, for better preservation of our common planet against the threats of climate change and over-exploitation. The full and effective implementation of the agenda with a global partnership in its core will address deeply rooted causes of our present problems and transform this world towards a more sustainable future. To transform our world, the UN needs to transform itself. The work of the General Assembly needs to be revitalized to make it more focused, efficient, and relevant. The Security Council needs to be more representative, democratic, transparent, and effective. The UN development system needs to be strengthened. Institutional reforms must go alongside with innovations in substance, while ensuring a balance among various aspects of the UN work. Our experience in the implementations of the MDGs have shown that peace and stability are the prerequisite for sustainable development. In the words of the 2030 Agenda itself, and I quote, "There can be no sustainable development without peace, and no peace without sustainable development," end of quote. It is therefore incumbent upon each and every state and the United Nations to do their utmost to ensure peace and security at national, regional, and international levels. Each state needs to act responsibly in accordance with the basic principles of the UN Charter and international law. Regional and international organizations, with the UN in the lead, also need to act accordingly and assist relevant states in finding amicable solutions to their differences and disputes by peaceful means as provided for in the UN Charter. Only by so doing can we hope for a future free from violence, threats, or use of force, intimidation, coercion, and inequities, thus creating an enabling environment for our common development. At the same time, in order to succeed, sustainable development must truly be of the people, by the people, and for the people. In other words, the people must be at the center of this agenda as the owner, driver, and beneficiary of all development efforts. And no agenda can succeed without a strong global partnership for sustainable development. Vietnam has always believed that domestic resources play the decisive role in the development of any nation. But we also believe that no individual country can do it alone. We call on developed countries to take the lead in assisting developing countries in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda, especially in financing, technology transfer, and human resource development. We also support and take part in South-South cooperation activities, which we believe are an effective channel for experience sharing, technical support, and capacity building. Mr. President, like the United Nations, this year Vietnam celebrates 70th anniversary of its foundation. Right after regaining independence from almost a century of colonialism, Vietnam immediately associates itself with the principles and values of the Charter of the United Nations. President Ho Chi Minh, the founder of modern Vietnam, wrote on several occasions to world leaders requesting the recognition of the new Vietnam and its admission to the United Nations. And since becoming the member of the United Nations in 1977, Vietnam has always done its best to uphold the principles and purposes of the UN Charter and contribute constructively and responsibly to the work of the organization. Vietnam always puts the people at the center of all development strategies. Comprehensive human development encompasses physical and mental well-being, including human rights. Vietnam has introduced laws and policies to ensure that all human rights of its people, including economic, social, civil, and political rights, are respected, protected, and promoted. Vietnam is today party to 7 out of 9 core international human rights treaties, with the most recent being the Convention on the rights of persons with disabilities. Vietnam is strongly committed to the successful implementation of the Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development. At the national level, we will mobilize all available resources, engage all relevant government agencies and other stakeholders, and involve the people and their communities in this major undertaking. Vietnam pledges its support for the conclusion of a meaningful agreement at the upcoming COP21 in Paris, and on its part had recently submitted its intended nationally determined contribution, INDC. At the regional level, we join efforts with our ASEAN brothers and sisters to work towards ASEAN community. As an integral part of the dynamic growing Asia-Pacific region, ASEAN plays a crucial role in regional development. But for our region to thrive, peace and stability must come first. It is therefore of vital importance that peace and stability are maintained, maritime safety and security, and freedom of navigation and overflight in the South China Sea are secured. Vietnam is working tirelessly with other ASEAN members and all parties concerned to that end, including by calling upon all parties to refrain from the threat or use of force and settle all disputes by peaceful means in accordance with international law, including the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. We are also engaging with partners to ensure the full and effective implementation of the Declaration of Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea and to work for the early conclusion of a Code of Conduct. At the international level, Vietnam is prepared to further our active contributions to world peace and security and the well-being of all. That's why we step up our participation in UN peacekeeping operations and has put forward candidatures for the Economic and Social Council for 2016-2018, UNESCO Executive Board for 2015-2019, and the Security Council for 2020-2021. We look forward to receiving your continued support. Mr. President, to free our people from fear, from want, and leave no one behind, let us all join action on this path towards a better and more sustainable future. Let the UN Charter be our source of inspiration and the 2030 Agenda be our guide in building a world of peace, security, and prosperity for our people and succeeding generations. I thank you, Mr. President.
Doy las gracias a la jefa.
I thank